AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill, there's still no deal on Homeland Security funding, and the TSA's acting chief is warning of possible airport shutdowns. Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports TSA agents and travelers are suffering.
The security line at New York's LaGuardia Airport stretching through Terminal B midday Wednesday. A few ICE agents seen nearby, an airport employee holding a sign. This is the end of the line. Join here. Meanwhile, TSA workers quitting in record numbers or calling out sick, says union head Everett Kelly.
More than 400 TSA officers have quit. 1,000 more are calling out because they cannot get gas for their automobile, cannot get to work because they cannot afford daycare because they cannot keep the lights on at home.
He says their paycheck shouldn't be held hostage by lawmakers on either side of the aisle trying to pass legislation with an agenda.
We've been hearing about progress and optimism for weeks. Our members cannot eat optimism. They cannot pay rent with progress. They need a paycheck.
They haven't been paid since mid-February because of the partial DHS funding freeze. Julie Walker, New York.
A California jury's found Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children. They awarded the 20-year-old plaintiff $6 million in damages. At the White House,
if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before. President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, after Iran publicly rejected a 15-point ceasefire proposal and launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Israel launched airstrikes on Tehran again. Meanwhile, the U.S. is deploying paratroopers and more Marines to the region. This is AP News. A new leader for the Church of England.
Sarah Mullally, a former cancer nurse who became a priest at the age of 40, has been installed as the Archbishop of Canterbury in a ceremony celebrating her election as the first woman to lead the Church of England.
Willingly, I share with you the service of the churches of this country and pledge myself to strive for the full visible unity of Christ's Church in truth and love.
Although Mullally formally became an Archbishop in January, Wednesday's event marked the beginning of her public ministry as both the head of the Church of England and the spiritual leader of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Mullally begins her tenure as Archbishop at a difficult time for the Church and the Communion, whose members are deeply divided over issues such as the role of women and the treatment of LGBTQ+ people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.